No, I'm not using my phone. If we're doing the road trip thing, we're gonna do it right. I'll be able to find it, okay? Don't doubt me so much. Okay, so I can't find it. Well, I guess the hotel's too new. Maybe. And the map doesn't have it. It's not my fault they don't update these things. People do use them sometimes. Okay, fine. Fine. I'll pull out my phone. It's recalculating. I'm sure we'll find it. Eventually.
Turn right at the next street.
Oh, look, there it goes. Okay, so you get your bags, I'll grab mine, and we figure out what to do about food after we get checked in. Sound like a plan? Okay. Cool. Wow. This place is a little bit more, rustic than I thought it would be. Okay, fine. It's old. It's really, really super duper old. Like, the Shining Hotel type old. And creepy. And color palette. I mean, it's pretty, but if it's this old, then why wasn't it on the map? Oh my god. Okay, no, there's a bell. That's actually adorable. Believe it or not, I'm much less freaked out now. Ring for service, I guess. Hello? Yes, hi. We're checking in for the night. We already had a reservation for a room with 2 queen-size beds. When? Probably about a week in advance. Why? What? No, I was told a week ago that the room would be fine to reserve that far ahead. Great. Well, do you at least have a room? We've been traveling for hours. I just didn't expect this. A 1-bedroom. What do you think? I mean, is that okay? I don't know, I'm really tired. Okay, yeah. That's fine, ma'am. Thank you. Keys to the room, and it's on the 3rd floor? Okay, thank you. Have a good rest of your night, ma'am. Honestly, I'm just glad we've got that taken care of. I'm sure it'll be fine. We fall asleep on each other all the time. This should be okay. I'm just tired. We've been going for ages. I'm so tired of seeing road and trees. It gets to a point where they all look the same. At least they have good ambiance. Atmosphere, good atmosphere. Okay, so it's room 3:09. Okie dokie, artichokey. Here we go. That's not a very big bet at all. Oh no. Well, I guess we're sleeping on top of each other in a much more literal sense. I guess let's just chill out and turn on the TV. See if they have room service or something like that. I called dibs on the side by the window, by the way. Is there a little room service menu thing? Oh, thank God, I'm so hungry. A little bit barren, but, oh, okay. Chicken tenders and Coke. Do you mind calling it in? I'm gonna go to the bathroom and change. Thank you. Okay, is it coming? Why are you staring at me like that? I know it's not a ton of clothes, but I wasn't expecting to be sharing a bed. I mean, if it's a problem, I can put back on my jeans, but that's not going to be comfortable for either of us. They have a TV. Oh, okay, an ancient one, but still. What have they got? Really, I highly fucking doubt they have porn. Oh God, ew, okay. Nope, not getting off the bed. Mm-mm. There's ants in the corners, look. Nope, I don't. Okay, I can deal with spiders. I can deal with much bigger bugs, but the small, crawly ones are just too much. I don't care if you think it's stupid. I don't fuck with the creepy crawlies, like ants or ticks or something. Spiders. Fuck yes. Centipedes. Cool as fuck, right? Ants, fleas, or anything super duper small like that. I'll take hairspray and give them a nice, swift 80s death. Mm-mm. No fucking thank you. Honestly, right? I can't stand the small ones, because they scare me. And cockroaches. But, like, no one really likes those things, unless they're, like, the gigantic ones that you can, like, keep track of. Yeah. Basically, I'm just scared of losing sight of them. And then I don't feel safe. Yeah, but my cat's useless in pest control, honestly. The only time he killed ants was when he crushed them with his body by laying on them. He doesn't do anything on purpose. No, he saw me trying to catch a spider, so he moved closer to get a better view of me catching the spider. He's an old fart sometimes, but I love him. He's quite the gift. So are you. I mean, the gift part, not the old fart part. You are. Look, this stop off during this trip has been filled with bumps and some super unplanned things, but you're always a calm in the storm, and I appreciate you so much. Oh my. Well, there goes some of the calm. I'm not gonna lie. Something about being in a carbon copy of the Shining Hotel in the middle of nowhere during a storm is a little unnerving. Do you wanna watch something, or I'm not shaking, you're shaking. Okay, I'm shaking. I can't help it. This place is kind of creepy. And the lightning really accentuates the super sinister shadows. Gotta love that. I'm not getting closer, you're getting closer. Okay, I'm getting closer. Sorry, it's just a subconscious thing. I mean, is it okay? I can move if it's not. Alrighty. Thank you. You're always there for me. Seriously. You're such a good listener. Good friend. Good person. Anyone who gets you for even just like one date would be so heckin' lucky. Are you? You know, like, talking to anyone. I ask because you haven't mentioned anything or anyone or anything about anyone, so I'm just curious. I feel like I talk about myself and my life enough, but you never talk about, like, your dating life or anything. I just want to know. I mean, I'm interested. In you. I mean, subtlety isn't my thing, but you've really never noticed. I've been, oh God, falling for you for a while. This is probably the worst time to tell you. Curled up next to you, having to sleep by you for the night on this road trip after I say all this, but it's out now. And I could have sworn you knew. How did you not know? Of course I'm rambling, I'm nervous. I'm in love with you. It's such a cliche to fall for your best friend, but I'm just hitting all the corny classics with my feelings because I can't help it. I don't know if you've ever thought about me like that or if it's requited, but you don't have to say it back or... See, right, exactly. You love me and I love you and what now? Wait, so you feel the same? Since when? Okay. Well, why didn't you stop my ramblings then? Especially if you felt the same, why didn't you say anything? I know, okay. It's ironic. Coming from me, I get that. I heard it too. I'm glad we're in the same place. But I think there's still a lot we need to talk about. You're just the best. I think our food's here. Maybe we can talk about this over dinner and the Channel 5 news that this TV has on most channels. I'm sure we can find, like, old friends reruns on at least a channel. Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.